I ask for an interest in your prayers.
Lord, bless me.
In my mind and in my body. And our desire this morning is that the Lord would minister to each one of us here this morning.
Amen.
I love that when we come together and worship, we are a collective body.
Amen.
But I love how the Spirit comes and ministers to us individually.
Yes.
And the Word of God rings true to our heart, ministers to us, and we get a portion that is just ours.
That's right.
God knows where we are and what we're dealing with in life. He knows what people can see and can't see.
Amen.
He knows what we've been through, what our week was like, what our experiences are like. And He is able to reach down to where the bone and the marrow and the spirit and the soul are.
Yes.
And to minister to us as if it's just us and the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And my prayer this morning is that the Lord would minister to each one of us today. I don't know many of you. If I was at home and ministering to our home congregation, then I could look around the congregation and I could tell where everyone's at. I could tell you what everyone might even be thinking in the moment. What they've been through, what they're experiencing. But in a congregation like this, and the fact that we're so far away from many of you, we don't have close relationships with a lot of y'all. But I'm thankful that the Spirit of the Lord does.
Yes.
And He is able to minister to the need that you have this morning. He is able to cause you to be able to leave this place with a word in your mouth and a song in your heart. I think all of us, as this meeting comes to a close, and I didn't get to enjoy as much as I'd have liked to, but the parts of it that I was able to be in, I've found that God worked some things in me and tilled up some ground and caused me to want to commit some things to Him and to gain some ground in some places and to shore some places up. And it should be that way for all of us. We don't want to have gotten to the place where we have are no longer growing or receiving a fresh blessing from the Lord. Don't want to live in the past. I want to live with a new and alive relationship with the Lord. I've written the word on the board testimony because my thoughts have been along this line. Testimony is a testament of something. It gives the story. And as I think about all of us here this morning, I can just imagine the stories that are represented here today. Each one of us are very unique. The position you were born in your family makes you different than even your siblings. The youngest are not the same as the oldest. The way your parents are when you were in your youth compared to maybe your siblings could be different. My parents were unsaved before I was born. So my family, my brothers, had a different 1 through 12 experience than I did. When I came along, they had given their heart to the Lord, so all I've known is a Christian home. Some folks I know very, very well come from a very broken home where there was no spiritual leadership. There was no light shining. But each one of those experiences and each one of those different places we come from, the Lord has a testimony for us. He has a grace that is specific to you and your life. And the experiences that you have gone through that have shaped and formed you are unique to you. No one can know what it feels like to have been in your shoes. To experience the things that you've seen and that you've heard and that have happened in your life, they're unique to you. And while it's the same Spirit that may have caused some of those things to happen, our receiving of that is very specific and unique. And the beauty of the testimony of the Lord is that there is a personal touch from God to minister to those places and to give us grace. That when we give an account of what God has done in our life, there is a resonance, As a brother stood up and testified this morning, I don't know him well at all. And I only know his story from a distance. But it touches my heart because there is a testimony of a life that was far away, that was unique. I mean, raised in the same home and all of, I'm sure, raised with the experience and around, and yet to get so far and then God to come and to minister and to touch his heart and to make a change. To witness to him in a dream, to minister to something that was so precious to his heart that caused the walls to fall down. He said his heart was hard and in the morning he was soft and broken. That's the Lord coming and ministering to something that was just his. And the Lord saying, I understand that and I'm going to touch that place. I'm thankful this morning that we don't serve a psychologist or a man-made organization, or that we have to somehow express from within ourselves our need in the place that we are in. But the scripture tells us that the Spirit is able to witness the groanings that we can't utter. When I think about the Lord forming us in the womb, trying our reins before we are born, the desire for each one of us to become a part of His family, it is His desire for each one of us this morning to be His child, to witness and experience His love, and to witness and experience the presence of the Lord in our life as we go through the experiences that are in front of us. And as He tries our reins and as He knows us, I think of the plan that He has for your life specifically, to minister to you, to be your best friend, to be able to carry you, to help you to grow, to help you to not become bitter, to help you to not become infected. I want to continue to lay this foundation. I turned 40 this year, and 40 is different than 39 to me. 40 is old to me. I know many that are older would not agree with that. But when you turn 40, you begin to think of life in a little bit different terms. When you're young, you have ideals and you have dreams and you have concepts of what life is going to be like. When I get older, it's going to be as such. And what I find is that as you reach certain ages and certain seasons of time, you realize this is life. That regardless of the best laid intentions or plans, we are where we are. And the future is as such. And I have many friends and different people that I've grown up with that I'm sure the place that they're in is not what they intended at all. And they reach an age where they look around and they think, this is where I am. And this is where it's going to be. And they have to face the reality of what life is now. I think about that condition and I think about humanity at large. I mean, we're just a small congregation, but if you can expand it and see it in the eyes of God, to see all of His creation in that individual state of need, of needing someone to care for them and to carry them and to minister to the deep places of their heart. I can see the face of Christ as He cried over Jerusalem, as He looked upon folks that He was ministering to when He was in the flesh. Christ had a way of making that connection individually with those that He came in contact with. Folks that He never knew. I know one account in this meeting was about Zacchaeus being up in the tree and the Lord looking upon him, and that resonated in me, that personal connection that Christ made with him and knew him instantly, where he was and his needs. And the response of Zacchaeus upon looking upon Christ was that he could. There was an inspiration of hope. There was an inspiration of that where my life has been, it doesn't have to still be that way. The things that have held me in the past and whatever experiences caused me to be how I am doesn't have to be that way tomorrow. I'd like to read in Matthew and in the 11th chapter. I love this scripture, and it is, to me, this is the heart of Christ and it is the heart of God. 28th verse says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Amen. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." This was the reason that God, looking upon us, loved us and our state and our condition so much that He would give His only begotten Son, that we might have an avenue by which we could live this life in a peaceful and a contented state. To bring our cares, to bring our troubles, to bring our worries, to bring the things that would cause us to stumble, both experiences of our own doing and those things that have been done unto us by our circumstances in life. We heard another testimony this morning, and I don't know anything about them, but of a broken family and of someone who's in a position that they shouldn't be, and the effects on the children and on the whole family all around. And I think of the wonderful mercy of God that is able to minister to those children to say, "Come unto me," when they reach that point to understand you're heavy laden. You carry the things and the experiences of your life, and I'm here to carry those. To make your burden light. To give rest into your soul. To cause you to be able to sleep at night and to be able to live and to eat and to live and to sleep and to breathe with a peace in your heart. It's the gospel message. It's the good news this morning. It's the message that we have not only to partake of, but to give as we go home to the places where we are. Our testimony is a direct representation, and it is by what we use with our words, but it is by the demonstration of what God has done in our life. It is the testimony of what God can do in the lives of those that are around us. We care about our unsaved loved ones. We pray for them. But the greatest testimony is when they see the representation and they know. Our unsaved loved ones know what we've been through probably more than anyone. And by the demonstration of the power of the blood of Christ in our life, we testify and we represent a light that they can too come and cast their burdens. And I can promise you this morning that though you may see no effect, that you may see no visible change, that testimony of life has an impact on those that are around us. And there is a drawing within every man, to be able to lay his burdens down, to find that place of belonging in Christ. And when they see that represented and demonstrated in our life, it is the greatest testimony of the love and the mercy and the grace of God. So your life, the places where you are. We've had a long meeting, and the Lord has been faithful to deal. And I know all of us have in our mind that we don't want anyone to go home without having found that administration of the balm from the Lord, having gained something. If you're like me, I came to Monarch with needs and a desire for the Lord to minister to those. And maybe more than ever in my life, there was a burning. I just wanted to be in service. I love seeing you all, but it really is not why I'm here. In fact, I just wanted to be in church. I want to sing and I want to lay down. I want to rest. I want to hear the songs and I want to feel the Spirit move.
I want to be regenerated. I want to be re-enthused. I want to go home recharged. And I want to make up some ground. And this morning, if you haven't found that yet, I want you to know that the Lord can put a testimony in your mouth. That He can minister to the need that's in your heart. Don't listen to the things that the enemy whispers in your ear. Don't think about other people. Don't think about things that have occurred in the past. Don't think about those things that are waiting at home. But hear the voice of the Savior ministering to your heart that you can go home with something that you didn't have when you got here. I thank God this morning for what He's done in my heart. I want to be in the household of God. I want to feel His presence. And I'm thankful. I praise God to go home with something that I didn't have when I got here. And there's nothing wrong with that. We're human. And we fight battles. Our battles are not over until, as we heard, we sweep into heaven and we lay that armor down. And we're going, I believe that part of our testimony then is going to be going around and seeing the scars on the shields. Seeing the places where God has delivered and hearing the testimony of all the saints that have endured the things that they have endured to make heaven their home. Many different experiences. Yes, they can be similar, but they're still unique. It was something to me. I experienced that. Oh, my heart yearns that the Lord would minister to each one of us this morning. That He would come to your seat. And that He would look you in the eye, so to speak. And that you would see His love extended to you and His desire that you would be able to cast all of your cares. All of our cares. Both the ones that God has given us. The cares of life. The cares of the work of the Lord. The burdens that we carry. They're the Lord's. And His arm is extended to carry those on our behalf. Paul talking to Timothy in 2 Timothy in the first chapter and in the 7th verse. He says, "For God hath not given us a spirit of fear." I want you to know this morning that you don't have to be afraid of what lies ahead. Even though you have experienced things in the past. Sometimes fears are unfounded. They're things that the enemy stirs up in the shadows that don't have any base to them whatsoever. But sometimes fears are based on reality. They're based on experiences and the knowledge of what we've been through. But the Scripture tells us here that we've not given a spirit of fear. And the reason that we don't have a spirit of fear is because we become gods. And regardless of what experiences that we are going to go through, God is promising us to carry us through those places. To be our help, to be our strength, to be our friend when we can't find one. To minister to the hurts, to minister to the uncertainties. To the loneliness, to the times where we know it's going to be like a desert, to the times when we know it's going to be difficult to stand in the face of the enemy and in the face of peer pressure and in the face of everything we know awaits. Not a spirit of fear and trembling, but of power. Power of the blood. There's that scripture in Revelations. I'll get it now and then we'll come back because I want to set this in your mind. Revelations 14 and 12. I'm sorry. 12 and 10. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, "Now has come salvation and strength. And the kingdom of our God and the power of His Christ, for the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the power of the blood, by the word of their testimony, and that they loved their lives not unto death." I'm not a mathematician. I use a calculator. But that scripture tells me that the end result is to overcome. They overcame him.
Yes.
So this formula equals something. Like 1 plus 1 equals 2.
Yes.
And the power of the blood, plus not loving our lives unto death,
yes,
it creates something.
Yes.
It creates a testimony.
Thank the Lord.
And by that testimony, we overcome.
Thank the Lord.
The power of the blood is something that allows us to be greater than ourselves.
Amen.
Causes us to be able to overcome our flesh. Jesus ministered to this to us when he fought his flesh and won the victory.
Amen.
Battled through and conquered that.
Amen.
That we could take our own flesh in those places we have to nail to the cross to find that power that falls, that anointing that falls on that sacrifice.
Yes.
And the glory and the power that comes from that when we yield ourselves. Then the power is applied. But the second part of that formula is that in our experiences of life, we have to give ourselves unto the Lord.
Yes.
That, Lord, it's in your hands. Whatever I have to go through, whatever life may bring, my ultimate goal is to please you and honor you.
Amen.
Until I'm done.
Amen.
Whenever you decide that time is. And this morning, it's easy to, we're all different ages here. And I could draw some timelines on the board there. Some are pretty short. Got some experiences in them. I'm going to do it. I want you to see it in your mind. There's some that are pretty young. And there's some things that they've been through. And the end could be way out here. And there's still some experiences up here ahead. And there's some that are clear down here. Been a lot of things. But the Lord has the same testimony for you and I this morning. Wherever we are in life, you don't have to be bound, even if it's been a long time. That song sang, ruined lives. Broken promises. Mistakes. Made wrong choices. And now I'm affected and formed by those things. My life is affected by it. There's all around me, I see the result of the choices that I've made. Lord is able to put a new song that in the experiences ahead, that testimony begins to ring true. Oh, I found him. What my soul so long had thirsted for. He ministers. He meets my need. I find everything in him. All my peace, all my contentment. I can cast all my cares. And then as we go through those experiences and we find that testimony, there's a song that says, it's sweeter as the days go by. Because it's based upon experience. And we find that God is faithful over and over again. And that story grows and grows. I love hearing the testimonies in our services. I know we have to be careful and we don't want services to run long, but I love that part. Because I hear. I need to be ministered to by the word also, but I love to hear how God has been faithful. My heart moves and the tears start coming because it's the same God that you and I know. And it gives us hope for those things that we face around us and those that we care about. Oh, God is real this morning. And if the enemy has told you it's not there, that it's not real, that you have to face your battles alone, I declare rebuke against him this morning. I pray that God will open your eyes and that you'll find that witness to your spirit and to your heart. That God can give you something that's yours, that you realize the reality of God. Not because you're afraid, but because there's hope for your future. and for your life. I'd like to turn to Hebrews in the 12th chapter. The 11th chapter gives us an account. I call them our heroes. Heroes of faith. Witnesses and testimonies of the faithfulness of God. In the face of great conflict, in the face of great overwhelming odds, the faithfulness of God. I think of those that we've known in our midst. The testimonies of the saints of God did not end in any, just in the early church, through the dark ages, through the early Reformation. Testimony of the saints continues even today and to this morning. And I think about some of those experience of those folks. You mentioned Brother Leslie, and he was on my heart actually as the Lord dealt with me on this. And I thought, how many prayers did he pray for people? And see that God would move and to minister and to heal someone that he's praying for. And yet he carried an affliction a lot of his life. God saw fit that that was his experience. In our mind, we would think, well, why could what? Our logic says, but God knows and understands the things that we need. Amen. To cause us to be able to find our strength. I don't want to speak for him this morning. But I think of some of those that have been through sickness and affliction. And that for whatever reason, Lord, the Lord has decided that that is something that they have to contend with in life. That for this life, it's an affliction that they have to experience before they get to heaven. That he might prove himself faithful. And there's others that have great health all the way to the end of their days. I think of a couple of examples. I think of someone that I know that everything works out pretty well for them all the time. And their experience with God is unique to them. But they don't, and well, that's not really fair. But in my view, from the outside, they don't have it as difficult as some other people. I know that's not true, that if you ask them, they would tell you it's just as hard for them as everyone else. And then there's others that I know that it seems like it doesn't matter how hard they try, life's just hard. The important thing is in your life and what you have to go through, what the enemy may cause you to have to go through. People don't always do what they're supposed to. And as a result, we're affected a lot of times. And our life and the things that we have to experience are the result of someone else. Failing and making mistakes. But I'm thankful this morning that there is a friend, there is a Savior that regardless of what your lot is in life, that you can find a testimony that rings true that causes even those experiences to become something sweet to your soul. I know I bring this up often, but it's something that is at the core of my relationship with God. And that is that those things that we go through life, they deliver something of value to us. And those treasures that we gain in this life come through the afflictions of life. Nothing is free, not even spiritually. We have to earn it, and it comes through revelation, and most time that revelation comes through difficulty. We find out who God is when it gets tight and close. And our confidence and our faith grows, and that's when our testimony begins to ring true. Because when I begin to give an account of what God's done in my life and my faith is growing, it's because of something that I can tell you about. I can't tell you about your life. I can talk about it, but it's not the same. And when I begin to witness to the Lord's ministering to my soul and what I've been through. This 12th chapter of Hebrews It says, wherefore seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. The brethren had the brethren stand up and sing, I'm going to stand strong and firm. Purpose in your heart. This witness, this cloud of witnesses, this cloud of testimony is telling you this morning that you can make it. That you can overcome. That there is a power and a grace for you to be able to withstand all of the temptations of the enemy. Even if you failed in the past. This great cloud of witnesses testifies to the faithfulness of God. So let us lay aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset us and run with patience the race that is set before us. Patience. I wish that my trials were quick. I wish that some of the seasons that I go through were quick. But they're not. Run with patience. Set aside those things that would cause you to be distracted. Set aside those things that would cause you to lose your focus in your time with the Lord. And begin to realize that this is not a sprint, but this is a journey that you're on. It's not about what you feel in the moment. It's really not. It's about a long-term goal that we have set. And as we day by day, when you set out on a long journey, we drive here to Monarch most every year. It's a long journey. And it's amazing how you start and the miles go quick and the closer you get, the longer they get. The last 100 miles feels like it takes as long as the first day and a half. It's a journey. But if you started the very first day thinking about, okay, we're going to get, you don't, your mind isn't even there. You're just thinking about the next fuel stop. In your experience with the Lord, you're not going to conquer everything right now. You're not going to overcome every fear and have every answer to what life has in the future. It's a journey. And the Lord is ready to help us through those things when we get there. And now through this time and in this day, even now you may be thinking about going home and your mind goes really long term pretty quick. Oh, everything that I have to deal with. The Lord is here to meet us today. And He's going to be there to meet you tomorrow. And day by day, this testimony grows. And you'll be amazed at how many of the things the Lord saves us from that we battled with that we never even had to go through. But we turned it into a mountain in the moment. Let us lay aside every weight. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Your race is different than mine this morning. We got the same end goal, but your race is different. I don't have to jump the hurdles that you do, and you don't have to jump mine. But this is a race for you to run. I pray that the Spirit of the Lord would inspire that to your heart individually this morning. This is your race, and He wants to run it with you. Looking unto Jesus. He ran a race for us, you know. Endured contradiction. Endured accusation. Endured the fact that He was the Son of God. And yet was found in the form of flesh. Battled His will. Ran a race. That we might find our salvation and our strength. And as the sister mentioned, our courage. Take courage in your race. The Lord has raced it and He's ready to run it with you. To lead you all the way to the prize, however long that may be. Might be a short time, might be a long time. Who for the joy that is set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. I love that image this morning. I want my testimony to be better. I want to do better. I want to be faithful. I don't want to fail as much. Because I believe with all of my heart that there is grace for every battle. That there's victory in every situation. And that means it's up to us to avail ourselves. And if you do fail, and if you do struggle, it's not time to lay in the dirt. But it's time to realize this is a journey. And the run isn't over today. That there's a tomorrow to get up and to run again. And Lord, help me to stand up and to put my hand in yours and say, all right, that was rough. Let's try it again. Set down at the right hand of the throne of God, your best friend that you can call on any time is sitting at the right hand of the throne of God. His angels are looking upon your face this morning, your face specifically. Can you feel the angels looking in your heart? Just waiting, ready to carry your message to the ear of the Father, His child. Loves you with an abundant love that we cannot even fathom. He knows me. He knows where I've messed up. He knows my past. He knows my weaknesses and my... And He loves me so much.
Thank the Lord. That's true.
Unselfish love. Gave of Himself all that He had to prove that. I want to be worthy of it. I want my testimony to be of how worthy, of how I tried, how I did my best, and God was faithful to do the rest. Because that's all we can do this morning. There's a testimony this morning for those that have left Father's house. Some brothers, some sisters, they go and they get in the pig pen. And their testimony is how they were far from God. And there's also a testimony of those that have never strayed too far from the household of faith.
Thank the Lord.
But they still have to come to that same place where they cast their all upon the Lord.
Right.
They find the power of the blood.
Right.
And by the word of their testimony and giving their all unto the Lord, they overcome the battles in their life. Oh, I pray this morning the Lord is witness to your spirit, to your heart. Regardless of your experience, you can have a testimony. And to encourage you and to give you courage to take your testimony home. To gain new ground. To gain new victories. I believe we come to Monarch and gain ground. I believe that. To me, though, it's not hypothetical ground. It's good intention ground. And when we get home, the test comes. And when you've been through the tests, you really claim that ground. And the Lord proves Himself faithful to the inspiration that He's given your heart at Monarch. Do you know that in order for there to be something from God, it comes from inspiration? That your faith has to be based on inspiration. So at Monarch, we gain that inspiration of what God is able to do. And then we believe in that. And you go home with a trust and a confidence that God will do what He said He would. What He witnessed to your heart. And then as He is faithful, you stand up on Wednesday night and then you testify to the ground that you have gained. That God's delivered into your hand. I encourage you this morning, don't go home without gaining the portion that you needed when you got here. And I actually hope with all my heart, I hope you pray, but it would be awesome. I hope everyone in here is just full and have found the needs that they've brought to this place. But if you haven't, don't let this opportunity pass. Come and find the portion that you need, that your testimonies might start to ring true. That it might grow and expand, and you might lighten those that are around you. Pray for me.